Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
The following program has been pre-recorded. Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. On the show this time, I'd like to welcome Zori Kirikosian, Portland Center Director at Adult and Teen Challenge. Hey there, Zori. Welcome to Let's Talk Portland.
Thanks for having me.
So I guess we better get started first with the question. Tell me, what is Adult and Teen Challenge?
Adult and Teen Challenge is a men and women's recovery program for people that are suffering with substance abuse disorder and addiction.
And you're located here in Portland, but you have several locations throughout the Pacific Northwest and throughout the country. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. So we have our Portland campus, which is actually in Estacada. But then we have a total of 14 campuses that are in Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Montana, and Alaska.
An Adult and Teen Challenge has been in operation for quite a few years. Can you give us a little bit of the history?
Sure, yeah. Adult and Teen Challenge has been operating in the Pacific Northwest since the 1980s, but the ministry and the organization has been around since the 1960s, where it actually started in New York City to help teenage boys who were stuck in gang lifestyle. So that's kind of where it came from, the roots, and then the need kind of quickly became focused on addiction. And so from there, has just kind of gone more in the direction of the treatment of addiction. So, and that's what we're doing today.
Great. Well, and you have quite a history with Adult and Teen Challenge too. Tell me about what your connection is.
Yeah. So my connection is I went through Adult and Teen Challenge, as a student, completed the year-long program. And then, Adult and Teen Challenge offers internship program for students who want to stick around and sense a call to ministry and to helping others that are suffering. And so I stayed for another year and completed their internship school and then was hired on as staff and worked at the campus and the thrift store and at the regional office and now as the director. So, yeah, I've been with Teen Challenge since 2015.
Wow, that's quite a journey. You've upped your ranks.
Yeah. It's an honor to just serve and be able to give back to help those that are coming through it after me. So, yeah.
Tell me about what it was like for you to first approach Adult and Teen Challenge when you were having your problems.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I felt hopeless, and I had tried a lot of different avenues to get sober, and a lot of different treatment programs and medications, and all that really kind of all that stuff. And, you know, it just didn't work for me. And so I was kind of at the end of my rope, but I finally got to a point where I wanted to change. And, you know, for me, I knew that, I needed a spiritual component to my recovery. And so I knew that Teen Challenge was a you know, a Christian program, a faith-based program, and I just kind of determined that that's the direction I was going to go, and entered in, and they took me in, and I had no money or no resources, and they showed me the love of God, and you know, taught me how to live a productive life, you know, showed me how to work hard and how to, you know, how to take responsibility and ownership for my life. And, you know, and I had made new friends and had new mentors and, just really a new chance at life, and just let go of the person that I was, and became a new person and a new creation. And my life has never been the same ever since. So no. I've been sober for over 7 years.
Congratulations.
And, thank you.
What was it like for you to make that first step? And what would you tell somebody who's thinking about making that first step into recovery?
Yeah, I mean, it was scary. The unknown is scary. But what I did know was scarier than what I didn't know. And the life I was in was worse than I knew. It wasn't going to be worse wherever I was going. And so, you know, it was hard and it was scary, but it was worth it. And, you know, I think there's never, I don't think there's ever like necessarily a rock bottom. I think like it's a bottomless pit. And so don't wait for things to get so bad to make your decision to change. Just change now. You know, I think rock bottom is wherever you climb out of the pit. That was your rock bottom. And so I would just encourage, you know, whoever is listening to this to climb out, and decide that you're at your rock bottom and to make a change, and that there's a whole nother life and a whole new chance for you, you know, in recovery and in Adult and Teen Challenge in our program. And it is possible to change. It is.
Great advice. We're talking today with Zori Kirikosian, Portland Center Director at Adult and Teen Challenge. Now, how is Teen Challenge addressing the addiction epidemic within the Pacific Northwest?
Yeah, so we have a few different ways that we are doing that. The primary way is through our residential recovery program. So we offer a year-long residential recovery program for men and for women. But in our context with the Portland campus, we're a men's campus. And so, people can come and they can check in and they can live and learn and change in our 1 year program. And kind of what they go through in that year long program is a combination of a few different things. So we have a vocational training element of our program. We actually operate a thrift store. We operate many thrift stores around our region, but in Portland, we operate, currently one thrift store. And that is in Southeast, 82nd and Foster Road. And so the students, while they're in the program, they spend 3 days a week in the thrift store doing vocational training. And then they also go to group and individual counseling, which we call life renewal. And we have a outpatient clinic that is next to our thrift store. And at our campus as well. And we have counselors who are state certified, who our students see every day, Monday through Friday, for group therapy and individual therapy. We also have mental health specialists as well. And so kind of that. And then when they're at the campus, the students are given curriculum that is, it's a biblical curriculum. It is kind of learning through, like learning what their faith means to them, and learning how to connect with God and how to connect with each other. And so it's kind of a combination of those three things. And then also there's another component, which is outreach. And so our students are also involved in helping to serve the community. We do different types of homeless outreaches. We do community service projects. There's lots of different, you know, things that we do. We also have awareness programs, where we go into schools and we talk about, you know, addiction, and students have opportunities to share their stories to try to encourage, you know, middle school and high school students to, you know, not to go down the same path that we went down. And so, yeah, those kind of four things is our residential program, our behavioral health, life renewal, our vocational training at the thrift store, and then our outreach, which covers all those other things as well, prevention, awareness, and then community service.
Did you say the length of stay at the men's campus is about a year?
It is, yeah.
Okay.
So Adult and Teen Challenge is traditionally a year. You know, and then there have been some models kind of around the U.S. that have experimented with different lengths of stay. And so actually at our Portland campus, we do also offer a short-term program, which is a 90 to 120 day, with the option of staying longer for those students who would choose to do so.
And you say there's also locations for women. Is the process kind of the same at the women's campus?
Yep. So that kind of four-pronged approach is the same model across our region in the Pacific Northwest. And then the duration of stay at all other Teen Challenge campuses is a year. So our campus is kind of unique in that we do offer a shorter term stay.
You know, so I'm finding it interesting that you call the recovery centers a campus and the people that are there students. Why is that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we believe that, you know, that you're a student. You're a student of recovery. You're a student of the scripture. You're a student of this new life. You're learning, essentially. You've enrolled to learn at a campus. We don't want to label somebody as a, you know, you're not a patient. You're not here to just receive like care. You're here to participate and learn and grow and change. And so that's why we, you know, are strategic about the way that we say that, and the way that we, you know, the students know that they believe that they are a student. They're not a number. They're not a client. You know, they're a student with a name and with value and with a purpose, and they're apprentices. They're growing into what, you know, what they were meant to be.
Would you say that maybe they're there to learn and to maybe relearn?
Yeah, absolutely. They are. And a lot of what they're letting go, relearning, they're learning new things. Yeah, absolutely. Relearn for sure.
What would you say sets Teen Challenge apart from other residential recovery programs?
I mean, definitely the duration is probably like one of the bigger differentiators for sure. You know, the faith-based component, there are other faith-based components, Union Gospel Mission and Salvation Army and other programs that have a faith-based model. But, you know, largely, most of them don't, but, that does set us apart. You know, we actually have kind of combined two, where in a lot of other, programs, it's either a faith-based or it's kind of secular, like, only licensed treatment, but we actually believe in both. So we have both elements of our program. We have state licensed counseling and evidence-based treatment that's approved by the state. And then we also have a faith-based component as well. And so, you know, that probably is, as of now, probably the biggest thing that sets us apart from other programs. You know, we believe that you can be fully set free from addiction. You know, that doesn't mean that you won't be in recovery, but you know, that's maybe another part where we may take a little bit of a different stance than some conventional treatment programs. I'd say there's probably some other things, but I would probably just land on those.
I think in some of the information that was sent to me before this interview, the success rate of Adult and Teen Challenge was like 78% or something like that.
Yeah, those students who actually finished the year-long program, yeah.
That's a pretty great success rate.
It is. It is. It's wonderful. And I have many friends that I went through the program with that are still sober today. and are doing well and have families and careers. And so, yeah, there's kind of there's a whole kind of alumni network of us that stay connected with each other. And many of them are still involved, actually, working and serving at Adult Teen Challenge today. So I think a pretty big majority of our campus staff are graduates of the program.
Yeah. Well, that's great. You know, they want to come and help out and give back.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what the future holds for people. What opportunities are available to students upon completion of the program?
Yeah. So, you know, we actually partner with a network of businesses that are next to the campus out here. And we hold once a month, we have different business owners and different employees of those business owners come in and share their story. And a lot of them have recovery stories. And then we have kind of a system for getting guys hired, with local businesses here. So, you know, if there are any companies, you know, that would be listening to this, if you own a business or you, you know, are interested in working with our students after they graduate, you know, please reach out. We partner with a group, called Absolute Ministries, and they, have kind of they're kind of the next step in, the road of sobriety. So they operate a sober living house type environment, that has its own curriculum and structure and provides guys, you know, the way with transportation and with savings accounts and, gets them jobs and, but still having, you know, the structure and accountability of a group type setting. And so, those are kind of our two primary options. And then our third one is that we also offer an internship program, which I discussed earlier when I shared my story. You know, there is an internship available for those that would want to stay and learn how to do this as a career. So
if a guy listening out there right now needs some help and wants to maybe come in and join your Portland Metro campus, how does somebody enter your program?
Yep. So they can, call us at our campus, which is our phone number is 503-230-1910. And we can help direct them. We also have, an intake number, at our shared services office. So they could call, 971-255-0658. And they can get a hold of somebody there as well. So those two numbers, so 503-230-1910 or 971-255-0658. And then they can also email me at zori@tcpnw.com.
And the website has lots of information too. You want to give out the website address?
Yep. And the website as well is teenchallengepnw.com.
Zori, are there any costs associated with care?
So there are not. We do ask and try our best to have our clients or our students come up with a $500 intake fee. And then we work with every individual on a, you know, on a need to need, basis. So it really just depends on, you know, what the individual is able to afford, and what kind of resources they have. But finances are not ever going to be a barrier to entering our program.
Well, that's good to know. So you, like you've said before, you've told your story and you are a successful outcome of Adult and Teen Challenge. Do you have any other success stories you can share with us?
Man.
There's probably a lot out there.
There's a lot. You know, I mean, I have a best friend who lives right in town here, named Marcus, and he went through the program. He came in a few months after me, and him and I were roommates, and we stuck by each other's side during the program and supported one another. And, you know, I was his best man in his wedding, and he was my best man in my wedding. And, you know, and now we're basically neighbors and, you know, have kids and families and we still spend time together, spend holidays together. And it's just pretty great. So, I mean, both of us came in with nothing and just never imagined that life could be what it is today. And, you know, because of God and because of the program, our lives are wonderful today. And his story is a huge success. And it's his story is actually on the Good News Report, which is our kind of our quarterly document that goes out that just shares stories, victory stories of our graduates. And those can be found on our website as well. And so if you want to hear and see more stories, success stories, there's an archive on our website of them. So
that's great. Yeah. You'll always be a part of each other's lives, won't you?
Yeah. Yep.
So can someone access care or counseling if they're not in your programs?
They can. So we operate outpatient services in Portland, which is next to our thrift store called Life Renewal Behavioral Health. And they can they can be reached at their phone number. I'm looking on my list of numbers right now, and I don't have the Life Renewal number, but they can get a hold of that at the same links. They could call the campus, they can call shared services, or they can go on the website. Actually, I do have the number. It is 503-395-0435.
Is that also available on the website somewhere?
That is.
Okay. Zori, can you talk a little bit more about Adult and Teen Challenge unique approach to addiction?
I mean, really, it was kind of like that. The four-pronged element of our ministry is really our approach. Again, that's our 1-year residential recovery program with our vocational training, our behavioral health, and our community outreach. You know, those kind of four things is really what we believe is what helps people to be successful in their recovery. You know, and like I said, we really emphasize in our program that like a relationship with God is where you'll find your true peace and your identity.
Yeah. With your outreach program, what do you see as the state of addiction right now?
I mean, it's bad, you know. I mean, for those of you who live in Portland or drive in Portland, it's pretty apparent, you know. There is a huge need. Our city has a huge need where, you know, where our homelessness crisis and our drug addiction epidemic is bad. And there's a lot of people that need help. And, you know, and when they do need help and decide they want help, then we're there to help them. Oh. You know?
How can our listeners help support Adult and Teen Challenge?
Well, so there's, you know, like I said, the number for the campus, if you're interested in volunteering, if you have services that you could offer, we're responsible for raising money to support ourselves. We have a large facility that we're currently in a remodel project on, but we need, you know, furnishings and stuff. We have repairs and remodels going on. So if you own construction companies or have a way to, you know, help us with resources, if you want to donate your time, we are always raising money. So if you want to contribute to our mission, and help us keep our doors open to those that don't have money, we can take donations on our website, and at you can call me here at the campus. And then we also have a student sponsorship program. You can sign up to sponsor a student, which means you commit to a $45 a month donation, and you will be assigned a specific student who's in our program, and you're actually sponsoring their tuition, and you get updates on how the student is doing with pictures, and you can correspond with that student, and you get an invite to their graduation. You know, we have fundraising events that happen quarterly. You know, so you could, you can give to support those. We have a bowl-a-thon, which is a bowling fundraiser coming up, and we're going to be putting teams together where you could come out and bowl and hang out with the staff and the students and help raise money for our campus. So there's so many ways.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a lot of ways. And you could always go shopping at the Portland Thrift Store too, right?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Our Portland Thrift Store, again, is on 82nd and Foster Road, across from the where Fred Meyer used to be. So in between Powell and Foster. But yeah, our guys are down there every day, except Sundays. And so you can come down and shop at the store and meet the guys.
Cool. Zori, we have about a minute left, and I want to ask you one last question. What are your hopes and goals for the Portland Men's Campus in the future?
Man, my hope and goal for the Portland campus is that our campus would stay full. You know, we have a capacity for 40 students, and, you know, and with how great of a need we have in our city, you know, I hope that our beds would be filled and that our people would know who we are and know our name and that they would believe in us and support us and come alongside us. You know, with resources and with finances and with prayer and with, you know, and solidarity with us, you know, that's my hope, that guys would be here and our beds would be full and that we would have the resources and the support that we need to serve these people, to help our students to grow and to change.
Excellent. Well, you're doing very good work. Thank you.
Thank you.
We've been talking today with Zori Kirikosian, Portland Center Director at Adult and Teen Challenge. Thanks for being on the show.
If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.